amigos, we are Luis and Kristen. Hopefully you're having a great day. We are having a great talk, Kristen and I. We just finished recording a Spanish podcast, and we're going to do the English one. And something that we were talking about is about the covenant, how important it is, and how our vows connect us to the covenant, and the covenant connects us to the promises that God gives us.
And the blessing.
And the blessing,
which is incredible, and how important it is to stand on our promises and understand that when we made those vows at the altar, it wasn't just like, well, I promise, and I hope I can keep that promise, you know. It's very different when it's a vow that's part of a covenant. And if we look at biblical covenants, that's a bloody mess. Like, that's not just like, oh, I hope I can keep it. Like, literally, there was a sacrificial ceremony that happened with animals being sacrificed, and the two parties that were making the covenant had to walk through the blood. And looking at those massacred animals, they would say, you know, if I don't keep my promise, let this happen to me.
Yes.
Okay, that's a lot different. I actually have engraved on my wedding ring from the book of Ruth where it says, may the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me.
Wow.
Okay, that's biblical covenant. That's not just like, oh, I hope I can keep the promise. You know, pinky promise. Mm-hmm. No, this goes way beyond it. And it really, there were moments where I'm like, you know, is this worth it? Like, maybe they're, no, wait, hold on. I have this engraved. I don't want the Lord to deal with me severely. You know, I'm going to stick this one out.
Yeah.
And so that's the power of standing on our promise. And the Lord gives us the power to do it because he's part of the covenant. When we talk about biblical covenants, he walks that covenant with us.
And that's what is so important, because when we do that, what we're really saying, when we're coming to the altar, we're saying, I love you so much that I'm willing to sacrifice my life for you. And in the good times and the bad times, until death do us part. And that's exactly what what we do on the altar. And sometimes we don't understand exactly, but when God is in the covenant, he's not just our witness. He also comes with his part, and he's saying, I love you so much, talking to the two of us, right?
Right.
And that I have already given my life for you. So that all these promises and this covenant that we're doing together, even if you don't do them, I will be able to help you if you stay in the covenant. The key factor is to stay in the covenant, to stay standing. And the beautiful thing is that that covenant connects us to the blessing that God gave to Abraham.
Yes.
And he said, I will bless you, I will protect you, I will multiply you, I will give you, I will curse whoever curses you. So the promises of Abraham really are connected to a covenant. And that's exactly what we do in the altar. And you can hear more about this. We did a talk in EXO conference, and it's in EXO Now. So if you have a subscription in EXO Now, you can see the whole thing, and we play a video, and it was beautiful. But I mean, to me, it has been something that remind me how important the covenant is. And sometimes we forget.
Yeah, we need to remember.
Yes.
And especially in the hard times, you know, what were those vows? You know, in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health.
Yes. And there's three things that we need to be doing.
For richer, for poorer, you know, how do we stand on those?
Yes.
How do we stand on that promise? God gives us resources to stand on the promise, and that's in his word.
And that's what we learn. I mean, that we have learned that there's many other different ones, but that the ones that we really believe that God wants to stand firm on that promises are when we're standing side by side, face to face, and back to back. And I don't know if you want to read that
biblical postures that the word of God gives us to how to stand. So 1 Corinthians 16:13 tells us, like, that power of standing, where it says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything in love. So the first key is, okay, we're going to be operating out of love, and we've got to be courageous. This is not going to be easy, right? And so that first, like, standing shoulder to shoulder or side by side, we also see in the scripture, and we see that in Philippians.
Philippians 1:27, basically what it's saying is to stand firm and in the faith and the good news, live accordingly to what God asks us to do. And Kristen and I mean, as you probably do too, we don't think the same. We thought that, but it's not true. We're so different.
Before we got married.
Yeah. Before, like, oh yeah.
We think the same about everything.
But today, I mean, we have learned after 32 years that we have a lot of differences. We see things from completely different points of views. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we've been able to do is stand together and firm in one vision.
Yeah, so Philippians
1:27 says, exactly. It says, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. So the purpose is to stand together for the faith and for the good news of the gospel and
in
live accordingly.
And one purpose.
And live accordingly to what God says. So what I wanted to say is that we can have different opinions, but we can always be in unity. You know, we can see things from different perspectives, but we can always come back to working together to achieve what God has asked us to do.
With the one vision.
Exactly.
So we're heading in the same direction, even though we might be seeing it differently. And then there's face-to-face. And 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we'll see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Mm. So we're talking about face-to-face. We're talking about vulnerability, intimacy. Sometimes men do have a harder time than women being vulnerable.
Yes.
You know, they and truly being known. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're scared to be known because we think we might get rejected. And also, when you're talking about longevity in marriage, people change. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not the same person as we were when we got married. We have to, like, grow together and re-know each other.
Yes.
We can't just take for granted that I know you. Because seasons change, and it changes us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
completely.
To have intentional opportunities to get to know each other again.
And that's why marriage is a lifetime.
Yep.
And so I really encourage all the men out there that are listening to this, take the time to get to know your wife and for her to get to know you. And the only thing that can happen is when you take the time to really talk and experience each other, not just doing things, but also talking and just being there for each other, right? And then back to back, I think back to back is something that we have heard many times because, I mean, if one falls down, the other one can pick that
person up. Ecclesiastes 4 talks about that.
Yes, and says a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easy to be broken. And that's Jesus in it, right?
When we talked about God and the covenant with us.
Yes.
And that's where the power comes from, even to stand back to back, to continue to stand.
And Kristen and I mean, through our whole life, we have stand in this posture many times, back to back, helping each other. And sometimes it's you, sometimes it's me. But as long as one is standing, I think we can help each other. And it's when we say in the good and the bad. And we have many stories about it.
In good times and bad, in sickness and in health, right?
In riches and in poor.
And for poor, that we're choosing each other. And the key here is to stand, because if you sit down, like, you don't have the core to actually support when somebody leans on you. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you try it, we tried it.
Yeah.
Actually, we thought, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, that. I remember in gym class, we used to do this thing, like, you'd sit down back to back and try to stand up at the same time.
Well, Kristen's like, it's going to be so easy.
You have to have a super core. Like, if you're going to try to stand up, like, leaning on someone's back, like, you can't. If they're not leaning in with the same exact strength at the same exact moment and you're super, super strong, you're not getting up. We tested it. Maybe it's our age, but no, you even tested it with Andrew. I'm like, I think I'm just not strong enough. Andrew, you try it with Poppy. And nope, it didn't work either.
It didn't work.
So
it was hard.
It's very, very difficult if you've given up, if you're defeated, if you've both sat down at the same time. You can't actually lean on each other. You end up crushing each other. Mm-hmm. But if you're standing, you've got the core, you've got the strength to lean on each other back to back.
And we have some examples.
We've had to do that through the years. And we have examples, unfortunately, of us both giving up and sitting down at the same time. And that's not a good place.
Yeah.
But we won't talk about those. We'll talk about, like, when we actually did lean into each other well, even in good times or bad. And I know, like, when we say for better, for worse, for better, well, when our kids were born, that was incredible. Our three sons were born, and we were so blessed to to receive them into our family. But then we had the worst, you know, and worst was losing our baby girl, you know, who was born premature. And so and that was devastating. So I had to really lean into your strength in that time.
Yes, I remember.
And there were other times where we went through really difficult things where you had to lean into my strength.
Yeah, for example, I mean, we were building a business. It was prospering. We were franchising, growing for the good. And then suddenly, I mean, a recession happened. We got hit with that and we lost everything. And to me, I mean, it was a very difficult time for the whole family. But me personally, as man, it's very, it's a broken place. And I remember leaning on you and you helping me and doing everything possible to to help me to just to recover from that. It took us some years to do that. And I thank you for that. And also in sickness and in health. I mean, I remember so when we were just in our beginning of our marriage, after Andrew, I think it was, or Christopher. When Christopher was born, then you start having this situation health-wise. We didn't know what it was. We had ambulances in our house. I mean, 3 a.m, taking you to the hospital. And I just didn't know what to do, but I was there with you, but it was very scary.
And I had to lean into you. We had to lean into each other, right?
In those times. And then we find out what it was, which it was really serious too, but at least it was no life threatened. But I mean, like,
it ended up being an anxiety panic disorder, chronic, that lasted for years. And it can be quite serious. Yes. Like, your body's really believing you're dying, you know, like in the moment. And it can have a lot of consequences on the family. But thankfully, I've walked into healing now, and the Lord's delivered me from that. But those were hard, hard seasons in our life, and where we needed to be standing firm on our promises, because there were times when we wanted to just sit down and give up.
Yes.
And we knew that, you know, we didn't have the luxury of that. But the Lord's part of that covenant where it says three.
That's what I want to say.
Where it says two can stand back to back and conquer, but what is better? Three. Three or even better for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. And thank the Lord that we have three, right? God is with us in the covenant.
And that's what we need to remember, that in that covenant, God, Jesus said, I bring my part. And my part is I have already laid down my life for you.
Yeah.
That I can fulfill these promises. And yeah, I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what the situation is. For Christian and I, we have found ourselves a few times, like, just not having the strength to stand up, but we remember the covenant. We stand. I think the key factor is to be at the place of the altar. And the only way that you can get back up is by kneeling down and praying together and saying, God, rescue us. And He will fulfill the part of His covenant. And that's what beautiful covenant marriage is. So I just want to remind you that the vows that we do connect us to the covenant, and the covenant connect us to the blessing, the blessing that God has said, I will bless you if you stand here with me. So we want to pray for all the marriages that are listening to us. And I really encourage you, if you're part of the EXO marriage, EXO Now, and you can go there and watch the whole video. It was really beautiful the way that we portrayed it. So in Jesus' name, Father, we pray for all the beautiful couples that are listening to us. And just to remember that they can remember the time when they were there on the altar and you were there with them and you blessed them and you are there for them, Lord. And whatever situation they're going through, I know that they can stand again together because you are with them in the middle. So we bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.